Hello, we're back. I destroyed Adam's hand, and I obliterated a piece of glass. His finger is gone. We singed it close. Oh, there it is, and we're back. And we never stopped recording, so we have...
the longest file ever
to be uploaded. Oh, so we kind of teased in the beginning we would do a top 10 of... maybe we just do a top 10 every episode, because that's fun.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
How about it?
So we're doing the top 10 for... Wait for it. Top 10 for people we want to die this year.
To be honest with you, there are a lot of gay guests on this show.
It's fucking like no pussy.
Damn business that they're gay.
This is your shit, Nick.
This is the... That's the jingle.
I mean, not talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
You boys ready for your cock meat sandwich?
It's just a mixture of all the things.
Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. We got to put the clapping on it. Woo! I can just clap.
Just put an ovation?
You got to put an ovation in there.
Okay.
I feel like that's on every podcast one. I think we just clap for real.
Because it comes with an applause button.
Oh, does it?
And shows are lazy and they just don't put cool shit like I do.
Yeah. the cool shit are like fix your shit N-word.
Yes.
And
correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So do you want to go first or should I go first in the top 10 for people we want to die this year?
Okay, let's go ahead and let's just pump the brakes here just for a moment. Put down my beautiful Volcano Lorenzo Briarwood pipe. Okay, so this top 10 list is celebrities that we think are going to die this year. Now, we don't want anyone to die.
Yeah.
We don't want any violence or any undue harm brought upon these people. We do not promote violence. In fact, we don't even take responsibility for the words we're about to say, okay?
Yeah.
This is just hypothetical based on patterns, logic, the history of Hollywood, the music industry.
I stepped away from the celebrities a little bit.
Like, if you had to just look at a celebrity and think, like, that person is on the wrong path and they may end up dying because of how they're living their life.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
That's what this list is based on. It's based on people who we... Because celebrities are going to die every year anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Regardless of what we say. So these are... this is a list of people who we think are on the edge. Possibly on death's door. Not to say that we want anything bad to happen to any of these people at all. Absolutely not. We don't promote that kind of thing.
Fix your shit, Nick.
See this? That means not welcome.
All right, so
top 10.
Now my top 10 list is going to be... I have a list of names.
Okay.
But I didn't put them in a specific order of who I think should die first or anything like that. Just a list of names, and I'm going to put them through a randomizer.
Okay.
Because I'm fine with any one of them. They're not going to be in any particular order.
Okay.
But if you could, Sean, could you do yours first while I get my randomizer together and then do mine? So... This is the number 10's position.
Okay.
Of celebrities we think we're going to unfortunately die in the year 2024.
Okay. So my top 10 is not just celebrities. It's one people that I want to die in 2024. So what Adam did, he has his celebrities he picked. Mine is, it's a mixture. And I don't have any politicians. I know everyone's going to think like, oh, you're going to put Klaus Schwab on there, which Klaus Schwab might die this year because he's in a hospital. Apparently, that might be fake. But my top 10 are things that I'm kind of just done with this year. And it's not in any particular order. This is just, I was just writing them down and I just put 1 through 10. So my first one, I'll start off with... The mustache guy on Mythbusters. That guy.
Jamie?
Is his name Jamie?
There's mustache guy with a beret, and then there's Adam Savage, who's the glasses guy, who's like the more happy, upbeat guy.
Those guys. Okay. How about both?
Because you want to kill Adam Savage?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hot take.
I want them both to die. 2024, I want you. We're done. You're out of here. Number 9.
Wait. I didn't do my number 10.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay.
Actually, and let's
do that. That sounds
better. Let's expand upon this.
Okay.
Not just Jamie from Mythbusters, but also both of the Mythbusters guys. Show that hasn't been on the air in 27 years.
I'm ready for them to be gone.
Let's see. Why?
Because I don't like the mustache.
Jamie Hyneman is his name.
His name's Hyman? Jamie Hyman, okay.
Jamie Hyneman. This guy?
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. 67 years old. My God, he's an old man. You want to kill this old man?
Yeah, well, I don't want to kill him. I want someone else to kill him.
Oh, so it's okay. We're doing method of death.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, is going to be premeditated murder for Mr. Hyman.
Yeah, I want him to get caught. He's doing something really awful. Someone walks in on him and kills him, and then everyone's like, because you can't worship him after he's done something fucking awful. They're going to be like, oh, R.A.P. Like, well, he was raping a kid. So, sorry, Jamie. You got to die.
Got to die.
You're out. Okay. You're out. Number 10 from Adam's list.
All right. So, I actually have 13 names.
Ooh, 13 names.
13.
I got bonus names on here, too.
I have a... Here we go. I have a little wheel. I'm going to click to spin. Like this. And we're just going to, whatever it lands on, I'm going to expand upon because I have the list off camera.
Okay.
Let's see. What do we got? We got number
two.
Number two. Let's see. Who's on number two?
Let's see.
Ah, number two would be Bam Margera.
Yes.
Bam Margera. I think is I feel like he's a bit on an upswing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think.
Oh, he's on an upswing. I thought he was on a downswing.
I think he's kind of figured out whatever his demons are, whatever substance abuse issues that he has. I know he has a child, maybe more than one, and I feel like he's trying to get his shit back together. And I see he's appearing. He's a little more in the public eye, so maybe he's kind of mounting a comeback. You know. So, but as much as I want that for him, cocaine and opiates are delicious. And I feel like he is running the risk of dying specifically this year. I think, you know, he's going to Philip Seymour Hoffman in a little bit. He's going to, he's going to be good for a while. And then he just ends up dead in a hotel room somewhere. That's what I'm thinking. That's my number. That's my number 10 is Bam Margera.
So here's the thing. We don't want you to get better. Okay. We want you to get worse.
Bam Margera. Boring. We want him to get worse.
We want him to get worse. Cause that's boring. When you get better, that's boring. We want you to not be around.
Where like Jackass is literally just Wee Man doing kick flips into fucking puddles of cow shit. That's what the next Jackass movie will be.
They show to his funeral.
It's just one guy in a movie for
they
like Castaway, but it's just Wee Man.
They find out that Wee Man is afraid of dead bodies, so they trap
Rabbi him. Wee Man.
They put him inside of the coffin and they lock him in there till he freaks out. That's a good Jackass. It's a very dark one.
It is. It is. I mean, and so that's my number 10 is Bam Margera.
Okay.
What do we have for number 9, Sean?
Number 9. I have everyone that goes to Coachella. So if you go to Coachella, you're a fucking loser.
See this? That means not welcome.
Not welcome.
So everyone who's gone to Coachella, performers...
No.
Ticket holders.
Performers are fine because they're making money. They're getting paid to go to that shithole. If you're going, if you're traveling.
But the people wouldn't be going there unless they were playing. So it's like they're culpable.
I guess you could just drop a bomb, just kill everybody.
Okay.
Because I think the world is a lot better when you get rid of all the people that go. They're like, I just go to, I go and watch music. I go to music fest. You're useless.
Yeah, I don't go to just watch music. If someone's like, hey, they want to go to a bar, there's some bands playing. I'm like, who's playing? They're like, I don't know. I'm like, I would never hang out with you ever.
If you just drop
your shit, Nick, that means not welcome.
If you drop a bomb on Austin during South by Southwest, the world's better. I mean, it's going to be an awful thing. There's going to be dead bodies everywhere. But you don't got the deal. Those are less of those people.
Carbon footprint.
That is a good
greatly
thing.
Greatly lessened.
Yes. Get rid of that carbon footprint. There you go.
So your number nine is everyone who goes to Coachella, mm-hmm. who attends Coachella.
Yes. They're useless people.
Okay.
All right. We got a number. What we got for number nine? Because we're going to switch over here, and he's going to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Make the deal.
All right. We are spinning right now. Number
11.
Oh, 11. He's going to a bonus.
Number 11. Okay. Oh, I like that. Look, it's all... Woo, he's dead. We're going to kill somebody metaphorically and hypothetically.
If you're watching the video of this, there was fireworks.
You're leaning into my tripod.
Oh.
This fucking guy. Can you believe this guy?
I knocked over a piece of glass earlier because of that.
Yeah. This.
All right. So okay. Adam is looking at his whiteboard.
Okay. So I have a whiteboard where I made a list. Number 11, Jon Stewart.
Oh, a show favorite.
Jon Stewart returning to The Daily Show because Trevor Noah sucks. Even the Trevor Noah fans admit that, like, this guy's terrible.
Trevor Noah has fans.
You know why no one likes him?
Why?
It's not the color of his skin, Sean, before you jump to conclusions. Mm-hmm. It's not that he's not funny. It's his accent.
Oh, I fucking hate it.
Certain accents people enjoy. If you're like kind of have a kind of fobbish Japanese accent, people like that.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah.
Chinese, it's nice. It's endearing. Mm-hmm. Jamaican accent. My personal favorite accent is a Jamaican accent. It's fantastic.
Me too.
It's like a Star Trek accent. It's just like, you can't come up with this shit. Only Gene Roddenberry could create a Jamaican accent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Minnesota accent. That's fun.
Oh, I hate the Minnesota accent. Jesus Christ.
But, I don't even know how I got on that. Jon Stewart is my number nine pick. Jon Stewart. Oh yeah. Cause I was talking about Trevor Noah, but, Jon Stewart, he's now in a position where he's almost in this, he should be on The View.
Yeah.
He's sort of these irrelevant people who, and I don't even think Whoopi Goldberg is irrelevant. I think she still has, I think she tainted any kind of acting career. But now when you see her in anything, you're just like, that's that cunt from The View. Yeah. But if she, you know, but she's been in some very good movies. She's Guinan in Star Trek The Next Generation. But then she was on The View, and then people are just like, that fucking bitch with the Predator hair, that she needs to fuck off. But Jon Stewart should be on The View now because he's basically, you know him more now as this weird gray-haired Trump hater guy,
yeah,
than what people loved him. So you have this extreme version of his actual self that's not hidden behind 20 plus writers in a writer's room. And then you have the Daily Show version of Jon Stewart. And the Daily Show version of Jon Stewart has like coats of lacquer. He has all these protective layers of every word, every syllable, every joke. Every little quip has gone through a battery of tons of people who are like, it's funnier if you say it this way, or you say this word this way.
You look in the camera and you make a cute little face like,
yeah. oopsie boopsie, or whatever the fuck he does. That's the Jon Stewart everyone is trying to remember that they love.
Yeah. He's adorable.
It's like,
but he's got to die.
It's like O.J. Simpson. To me, he's Nordberg.
I was saying that.
From Police Academy. Like, no matter, like, people say he's a killer.
Naked Gun.
The Naked Gun.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said Police Academy. I can't believe I corrected
you. He's not in Police Academy?
OJ? No, he's a wrong black guy. They all look the same to me, too.
Oh, my God. Are you saying that all black people look
the same? This is Patreon. We have...
well, also, he's
in a... Ross Bernstein in here is our only black...
He's also in a film I...
With the Minnesota accent.
I reviewed on Patreon last year. I think it was last year. He played the character of John Walker in the film Capricorn 1. If you're into conspiracies, you got to know Capricorn 1.
Yeah.
It's NASA fakes...
Wait, OJ's on there?
A manned space mission. It's him and James Brolin and Sam Waterston.
Mm-hmm.
They're astronauts who are supposed to go on a manned mission to Mars,
and they then fake
before the fucking shuttle takes off for launches, they pull them out and launch it anyways,
mm-hmm.
and they tell them that they basically can't make the mission happen. But as far as anyone else knows on the ground, there's a mission to Mars. So what they're going to do is they're going to fucking just launch the rocket into space, and then they're just going to let space take the fucking rocket and we'll never see it again. And then they're going to fake them landing back on Earth. And they're like, you guys are going to be seen as heroes. It's going to be fucking fine. We'll eventually get to Mars anyways. It's going to be fine. But right now we're going to fake this particular mission and you guys are going to be national heroes. Isn't that great? But then they didn't want to go with the fucking program. And then NASA wants to fucking kill the astronauts. And that's basically Capricorn 1. That's what I know O.J. Simpson from. But John Stewart's, he's like, people want to remember him as the Daily Show John Stewart.
Yeah.
Or the guy from Big Daddy, the illegitimate father. John Stewart's not looking in the best health. You know, like how old is John Stewart? It's like he's, look at Colbert.
Yeah.
Right. And now look at John Stewart. You know, it's like, it looks like he's 61.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Stephen Colbert. Let's see. Is 59.
Hmm.
You look at those two guys. Jon Stewart looks like he has some kind of... He looks like he's trying to do the Paul Rubens, Norm Macdonald thing where it's like, I have like cancer, but I'm not going to tell anybody until it's like too late. I'm just going to die one day. And then they're going to be like, John was living with cancer for like 5 years and he went into remission, but he didn't want people to be worried about him or be like, oh, he's the guy with the cancer.
Yeah.
Because he's a narcissist.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think John Stewart's, we're going to lose John sometime in 2024.
You boys ready for your cock meat sandwich?
Sean, you're number eight?
My number eight's really fast because it's pretty obvious.
Is it The Flash?
It's Taylor Swift and Beyonce. That is that, like, that doesn't have to be explained.
I mean, that's two people.
Yeah. Well, I put them because they're the same person. It's one's white Beyonce. And one's...
like salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, there's white Beyonce, and then there's black Taylor Swift. So, dead, out of here.
Go, out.
Yeah, let's move on, because we got better ones coming up.
Okay, fair enough. That's your number eight. Let's do my number nine.
This is fun.
Number eight.
This is fun.
This is fun. We should do this every episode.
No, things that we hate. Number...
Number 10. Hey, number 10. Okay, let's go to number 10. Let's see.
All right, we are looking at the whiteboard.
My number 10 is David Goggins.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who runs. Like diarrhea.
Yeah. Like, what did you do? You just run? Yeah, and then
that's
you,
his thing. He's one of those guys who's just like, he's like, hey, you lazy fucker, why don't you go fucking run like I do? I'm like, because I'm not a loser.
I have to make too money.
Too busy drinking only the finest grain alcohols and getting pussy.
Yeah.
You know what David Gong has never talked about?
Getting pussy.
Vagina.
Fix your shit, Nick.
I love the David Goggins one because people worshipped gay David Goggins.
He's like, 49. Let's see. He's 49 years of age. Let's see. Retired U.S. Navy SEAL and ultra marathon runner, ultra distance cyclist, triathlete, public speaker. Like, what do you talk about? Running?
Yeah.
Swimming? Riding a bike?
Getting the bitch. He's like, what is this saying? He's like, oh, get hard.
Get hard?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. That's a good one.
It's a little gay.
Get hard.
You talk like a fag and your shit's all retarded.
Get hard?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like people saying?
What?
It's really annoying when people say, let's go.
I do that.
Yeah, I know you do.
I know. It's
let's go.
I hate it too. Damn it. You're right.
If you say let's go, you need to not do that anymore.
To be honest with you, there are a lot of gay guests on this show, so, but it ain't none of your damn business that they're gay.
Stop saying, let's go.
You're right. You're right. 100%. And there's another one that bothers me. It's in like my bonus.
Let's go, queen.
Yeah.
It just sounds.
I'm just going to start putting thumbs up. I'm going to put a thumbs up.
I heard that there's this internet thing where if you're driving behind someone who's driving bad, you give them a thumbs up instead of flipping them off. I heard that's a thing.
Really?
Sounds like a Gen Z, very, very effeminate thing to do. So there's in Austin, there's a lot of merging roads.
Tell you when it's merging also?
I'm merging. I have the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
So I merge in front of this Audi, in front of some 25-year-old who has some job that affords him to buy an Audi. And somehow he's offended by my cooler car, like, not even cutting him off. I'm like, this is a merging road. Somebody needs to go behind someone else. And I was ahead of him. And then he was like, slammed on his brakes and was just like, whoa, what the fuck? And then he like, instead of just like flipping me off in the rearview mirror, he did this. What a pussy.
Yeah, flip me off like a man.
Flip me off like a man. Pull up next to me and talk some shit.
I have another one where that bothers me. And I wrote it down.
He'll be, that guy in the Audi will be on my, he'll be on the next top 10 list because
you're going to fucking die.
Stay strapped.
Fix your shit, Nick.
So
that means not welcome.
I have one, another internet.
David
one.
Goggins. That's my number 8.
So he says the let's go one. And one that bothers me is the, did you have the blah, blah, blah on your 2024 bingo card? Stop saying that. Because that fucking bothers me.
No one plays bingo. No one even knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, like stop saying that. And like it's that one or it'll have like two, it'll have a picture of two guys. It'll be like Starsky Nudge with fucking whatever, like who are these people? Wrong answers only. Like who's that for? That's fucking, I hate that. It bothers me. Stop doing that. You gotta die next. Number 7.
Oh my god, is this David Goggins fucking benching? I bet he can't bench for him very much.
I bet you he can.
Is there no?
There's no bitch way. In him. That's the thing about David Goggins. There's no bitch in him.
Okay, but that doesn't change the fact that he can't bench a lot. I'm sorry. There's more like there's no bench in him.
Hey, ol.
I don't give a shit how fucking.
Let's go.
I don't care how yappity you are. Like, you rather can bench a lot or you can't bench a lot. That's just a reality.
I'll switch it to your kid. I want to see what. It,
oh, sorry. What?
That's
you're
me.
Gonna do it.
Oh, wow.
Notice you can't see what he's benching.
What are you benching, dude?
Benching an empty 45-pound bar.
Get it, 17. You don't know me, son. Get
it. Oh, anyone, he has to say
anything. Yeah, anyone who's actually benching anything heavy is not talking. That's just not a thing. Anyone who like lifted weights more than a day knows that they don't know me, son, from the Mental Toughness YouTube channel.
All the Navy SEAL stuff too.
They're doing barbell curls.
Let me see how much is it? Show the weights.
Incline bench press. 15. Shut that muscle down. 16. Notice how they cut away. Oh, wait a minute.
7. Oh, no.
That's 95 pounds. 95 pounds.
Oh, man. How tough are you?
Okay. I weighed 95 pounds when I was 6 years old.
You boys ready for your cock meat sandwich?
Right, so there you go. David Goggins, number 8. You've been served. You can't bench. Only I know how to bench.
Number 7. Yeah, that's a good one. I like it. That's a solid number 8. Number 7. I have I have Green Day because I don't know any of their names.
Green Day.
Green Day. The whole band. The whole fucking band. They suck.
That's pretty good.
We're driving around and then like they become very political. So it like the lead singer he says the American Idiot is about like Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So, like, this guy's just...
Even though it can't be because American Idiot came out before Trump was ever president.
Yeah. He's so basically talking about everyone in the country.
You're trying to sell your shitty old song from 10 years ago and trying to make it work now. It's like, no one cares about Green Day. Sorry.
He's fucking... Like, those guys used to come into a restaurant I worked at. And God damn it. Meteorite on that dude. So... Green Day, done. They got to die.
Aftershock in Sacramento, California, October 6th through the 9th.
Okay. What are we looking at?
Aftershock. Billy Joe Armstrong, just hours later on stage in London, reacted to the news, informing fans that he was seriously about to renounce his U.S.
I was seriously about to, really?
He's joking in this clip.
That's like a guy who's like, I was seriously about to like get up and knock that dude out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, were you? That's cool. But you didn't. That's cool.
Doesn't he still bleach his hair? The guy's a fucking homo.
He probably shaves his balls. It's not something a 50-year-old man should be doing.
Hey, I'm not kidding about this. Billy Joe told the audience that after renouncing his U.S. citizenship, he's going to become a Canadian citizen.
That's what everyone says.
Why?
Could you think of a hackier thing to say?
Renouncing my citizenship. I'm fucking
Canadian. There's no way that's like the same guitar, because that guitar he has right there, this is like the guitar that was in all the old Green Day videos from the 90s.
Yeah.
I guarantee this is like a fake replica of his 90s guitar. Because he wants to look like how he did in the 90s. I'm so done with America.
He colored his hair black.
Also, the bass player, he owns a restaurant in Berkeley, California called Rudy's Can't Fail. Rudy's Can't Fail. And I've heard a lot of things. I used to know some strippers in San Francisco, and they're like, oh, yeah, the drummer from Green Day is like a total creeper.
Oh, that's the guy that he used to date. What's her name? What's that chef, the female chef?
Rachel Maddow.
No, he used to date like
Rachel Levine.
What is the name of that girl? God damn it, I can't remember.
Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray. Why? I don't know.
Why aren't you raping a 15-year-old like you know you want to? Look at this fucking loser.
Oh,
you're never gonna move.
No.
I check in on him all the time. He got his fucking car stolen in L.A. He's got this, like, old lowrider car that got stolen. He's never going to move.
Green Day. Fucking band full of lesbians.
I agree. Green Day can go.
Yeah. We should send him to Canada. We should send him to Syria. That would be great.
We should send them to... Nazi Germany.
Ooh. We should bring back machine. Nazi Germany
just
so we can kill him.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, he's so Jewish. He's so Jewish.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to number 6. Oh no, you're number seven. We're in your number seven.
Number seven.
Let's go. Let's do the spin. God.
Spin the wheel. Make the deal.
I don't want to see your Kohl's advertisement. Number, this has to be number one, right?
Six. Hey.
What was number six? I'm looking at the wrong thing. Let's
see. Number six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now, these are in no particular order, but the sixth name that I wrote down belongs to Nick Cannon.
Ooh, Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, the first black on the list.
the first one.
Yeah, Nick Cannon, he needs something tragically. He's got 22 children or something like that, but something terrible is probably going to happen to him this year, and they're going to be orphaned.
Oh, I'm sure Cat Williams. We gotta reach out to Cat Williams. What do you know about Nick Cannon?
Yeah, when you guys were wiling out together. Let's see. How many children does Nick Cannon have? Ooh, apparently a lot of people.
It's a lot.
He has 12.
Oof.
12. You know what? Let me get all their names. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
He might have 13.
Ooh.
Let's see.
They're now all named after Jell-O. There's Orangelo. Orangelo.
Orangelo? What are you talking about?
There's Lemangelo. That's lemon Jell-O. They're all named after
food. Why are you making fun of black people's names?
The girl's name's Paprika. Paprika's a good name. I'm just making up their names now.
Are you guessing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can guess and see how close you get. That could be cool. Let's see. We have Moroccan and Monroe.
Monroe, okay. Those are good names.
Golden Saigon.
Oof. Stripper. Yes, in the future.
Yeah. And Golden Saigon, I think, is a boy, too. So it could be a male stripper.
Oh, my God.
Powerful Queen.
What? It's kind of like P. Diddy's kid, how one of them was named like
it gets King.
Oh, here we go.
Zion Mixolydian and Zillionaire.
Zillionaire?
These are all divided up by the baby's mama.
Zillionaire, that's a good one. That's a great
Zion
one.
Zion Mixolydian and Zillionaire.
it's Z-I-L-L. O N zillion or L L I O N, and then the air is H E I R, so it's like an air.
There's Zen,
okay.
Legendary Love.
I want to beat these kids up. I don't care how old they are.
Onyx Ice Coal. Not C O L.
I'm in
C O L E.
I'm in on the like the
Rise Messiah. I'm keeping the camera on you.
Just it's not the kid's fault. I'm like trying to. I'm thinking you're
the
about one this. With
the children, so I'm just like Jesus wondering what's Christ. Going through. Beautiful Zeppelin.
They should have aborted those.
Beautiful
kids.
Zeppelin Cannon. That's her name.
I've been in names like Steve and Carol and
really? Halo Marie. What? Because he likes playing Halo.
This is the most wasteful human being.
So,
this is the end Nick of society. Cannon,
let's see. Is my number seven. Back to you, Sean.
You ready for my number six?
I am ready for your
number. You're going to be on board on this one because we've been on board on this one since the beginning.
Okay.
You like watching people get fucked for free?
Tim Pool will be a number six.
Tim Pool.
Tim Pool with his stupid fucking hat. Civil War.
Civil War.
World War III. I'm going to ride my skateboard and record myself, and they make shitty music.
Did you see his music video he did?
Does he have a new one?
I don't know, but I saw one of them.
If he has a new one, fuck yeah, I would check it out.
Let me see if he has a new one.
Because we broke down one of his music videos not too long ago.
We did?
It was a while ago. It was like a Patreon. It's so bad. I can't. Every time I listen to it, it makes me uncomfortable how bad they are.
Is this? Do they do parody videos like fucking Louder with Crowder?
Oh no. If you do parody videos, like
it's called Eyes of Advice. It's just called Timcast. So I guess everyone in the show is in the music video.
Wait, switch to this. I want to see this. What? There's no way. This can't be real.
It's still real to me.
What's that guy's name right there?
Your shit, Nick.
See this?
Oh, this is making me angry.
You don't like this?
There's no way people will buy this.
Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy.
No way. This is real. This is blowing my mind. How much AI do they use on this?
How much you want to bet they like play this? Oh my god, they play this at their own wedding or something.
What the? Who when someone's like, did you watch what Tim Pool when they had so and so on Tim Pool? Like, no, not watching Tim.
No, Pool. I was busy eating New York cheesecake.
Yeah. What the heck? I was
busy getting my ass. Eaten.
Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy.
I fucking hate Tim Pool. Like it's.
Why are you gay?
So, it would be kind of cool if Antifa did just beat him to death. I wouldn't even be that mad about it.
You'd be like, all right. Fair play.
You get one.
Yeah. You caught him coming out of a skate park with his guard down.
And then they just bully him. You're like, give me your hat. You're like, give me my hat back. And he's like, look, he's bald. Look at that.
They pour a cement milkshake into his fucking hat.
Yeah. Just throw in the trash. Like, go get it. It's in the trash can. Fucking faggot.
Oh my god. So,
do you hear that? The left call me a faggot. They're not supposed to say that word.
Not allowed to say it.
You're not allowed. That
bunch of hypocrites. So yeah, Nick Cannon. That is my number seven.
Holy shit. All right. Yeah, let's move on for Tim Pool. Yeah. I hate him so much. That should have been number one.
I'm just ambivalent. I just don't even care.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. Who cares?
All right, number six.
I mean, according to your list, he'll be dead this year anyways.
So yeah, 2024. It's good. 2024 is a good year.
Oh, yeah. We should probably be like, how is Tim Pool going to die? He's just going to be beaten to death by Antifa?
Yeah, he's going to get beaten to death by Antifa.
Just when he thought Antifa was gone, they're like, oh, they're back in the news.
You're like, oh, you know, maybe they're right.
See, how does Nick Cannon die? I didn't even mention that.
Let's see. Super AIDS.
David Goggins is going to have a... I didn't mention David Goggins. David Goggins is going to have a heart attack while running.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick Cannon. How is he going to die? Sickle cell.
Sickle cell. Also, we didn't mention how is Green Day going to die?
How's Green Day gonna die?
They're gonna get killed by the same guys that beat up. What was that black guy that faked his?
George Floyd?
No,
Rodney King.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, George Floyd. There should be a cop that kneels on their back.
Hardest ever heard.
And gives them fentanyl.
Okay.
Yeah, they die of fentanyl overdose. All of them. No, Green Day. Green Day.
They're like, let's do an 8-ball for old time's sake, and then they all. That's happened.
Hell yeah, that'd
I know somebody, them and their significant other both overdosed on the same 8-ball of cocaine, but only one of them died.
Yeah.
So it could happen.
Okay. All right. Now we're at number five, right? Or are we still on number six? Six. See, I keep forgetting.
That was your six, right?
Yeah, this is my number six. And what's your number six?
My number six. Let's see.
All right.
Number four.
We got number four.
Lucky number four. Let's see. Oh, boy.
What we got?
Probably the oldest person yet on the list. My number four is Robert De Niro.
Ooh, yeah.
Robert De Niro.
It's time to go, Rob.
Robert De Niro is shockingly old. He also had a child recently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't. His wife did. But that was briefly in the news where everyone's just like, that's gross. What are you doing, bro?
Al Pacino also had a kid like recently, didn't he?
Did they?
Yeah. I might have made that up. I don't know. That might be true.
He's 80.
Yikes.
Let's see. Robert De Niro.
He also said democracy's ending. If Trump wins, it's the end of democracy.
Good. Then we can put him in a concentration camp.
That's how he dies.
That's how he dies. Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro is going to be put in a Trump concentration camp where he'll be starved to death and then gassed and
burned
into a fine powder. The end.
Oh, man, that would be perfect for... I'm going to move number four to number five just because it works for what I... What.
Here we go. Let me see. So I guess in January... Robert De Niro, let's see, pull this up. Robert De Niro gushes about being a dad to baby girl at 80. It's wondrous.
Yeah, that kid will never know you. Like, you're going to be dead by the time that kid's four. Like, come on. Sucks.
There's a very good chance he'll be dead, rather from the Trump concentration camp, as I predicted, or just generally falling down and dying. By the time his kid is in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine being five and your dad's 85 years old?
Oof.
Your dad's the age of your great-grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Tiffany Chen. I think she's like...
I thought he was like dating like a black chick, right?
He's into black chicks, but is Tiffany
it's
Chen...
Like Bill Maher. Bill Maher's into like... Black
he
chicks.
Says, but I don't think he is. I think that's like a fake thing that Bill Maher does.
Yeah. I think Bill Maher likes banging like black whores.
I think he maybe got a, like he fucked a black stripper one time and he's like, I'm into black chicks. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen anything to the contrary? I've never seen Bill Maher with anybody.
I think he like banged Tiana Trump, the whore, the prostitute.
Okay, this is what... Here's something interesting. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Tiffany Chen, who's married to Robert De Niro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is weird.
She must be very young if she can still have babies. So they're going to raise this...
Wait a minute. Is this the right one?
Raise this bastard child. And then you just can tell, like, oh, yeah, your dad was... He was in the mafia, pretend. He was a pretend mafia guy.
It should be like Godfather 2 was a documentary.
Yeah. Like, what did my dad do? He pretended to be a gangster.
Okay, Tiffany Chen, she's 45 years old.
So
I'm 41.
Yeah.
Now imagine me fucking an 80-year-old woman.
Ew. It just menopause and
it's weird. It's beyond it. They don't even have menopause.
Just old balls.
They start becoming men at that point.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, Robert De Niro, you had a good run, but it's 2024.
You're a blading faggot.
So I'm gonna go to my number five just to jump off. Like I switched my four and my five because just to piggyback what you were saying.
Sure.
All right. So, 2024, we got to get rid of the Italians. Not all of them, just the ones in Boston. Because all Italians with a Boston accent are the worst.
Like all the Italian people in Boston.
Oh, yeah. East Coast Italians. We got to get rid of them. It's over. Sorry.
Could you expand on this, please?
I don't know. I was thinking about on this list, we got to get rid of a whole race of people. And then one that won't get me canceled. So you can talk shit about white people. So Italians,
I agree.
You're out. You're lazy. You're dumb. Most of you. There are some smart ones, but not a lot.
It's like those Italian brothers. I think they're brothers, mm-hmm. but they're basically Guidos mm-hmm. who dress like. Who do they dress like? They dress like.
All the Jersey Shore guys?
Israel Adesanya or something like that. But they're basically these two Guido guys who basically are like piggybacking off of like Barstool Sports. Like they go and review mm-hmm. like, yo, we're at this fucking bodega getting a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. And we're going to get extra Chipotle mayo and we're going to review it. It's just like
who cares?
You rollerblading faggot.
So like
I commented on one of those videos and they chirped back.
Oh, really?
And I didn't say anything back because if you chirp back at me chirping at you, you lost.
You rollerblading faggot.
So Italians, they have to fly their flag all the time. They're proud of nothing, but they're like Puerto Ricans. Puerto Ricans are the Italians of the sea. So I heard that the other day, and I was like, that's pretty funny. That's
Puerto Ricans will put a Puerto Rican flag on anything.
They'll put it on anything.
I'm married to a Puerto Rican. I know this.
Oh, me and my wife were talking about that. It was actually my wife's line. I was like, that's a great line. She said, she's like, yeah, Puerto Ricans are just the Italians of the sea. Yeah, so that's my number five. Sorry, Italians. If we got to get rid of a race, that one has to go. 2024, you're out.
Yeah, all the Puerto Ricans...
Maybe it should be the Puerto Ricans.
Can come from Puerto Rico, because as far as I know, Puerto Rico is still devastated from that fucking hurricane a few years ago. Puerto Rico, you can take over, but you can have Boston.
Yeah, we
like Puerto Ricans.
A lot of neighborhoods just opened up.
Yeah. Puerto Rico is now Boston. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. It turns even to more of a shithole that no one wants to go to.
I didn't say you had to go there. I'm just...
They just go to New York City.
Yeah.
It's only like an hour and a half away, probably. I don't know. I've never been to Boston.
I have. You would love it.
Oh, really?
It's all white.
It's
insanely clean. It's like the Matrix when they go inside the Matrix
mm.
where there's just no garbage. You know? It's beautiful.
So it's like the opposite of New York City then. New York City is all...
Oh, it's not even close.
New York City's all trash. All right. No, the Boston Italians get to live.
New York...
New York Italians have to die.
Yeah, that'd be good, because then you could fit all of Puerto Rico in there.
Okay.
Safely, soundly.
I mean, they're already there. I think there's more Puerto Ricans in New York City than there are in Puerto Rico.
It's still real to me, damn it!
All right, what is your number five?
Yeah,
number five.
My number five. Let's go to my number five. Let's spin the wheel. Make the deal. Ooh, number one.
Nice.
My number one. One of the most overrated actors of the past 20, 25 years. He's old as shit, and I think 2024 is his year. That'd be actor Ron Perlman.
Ooh, okay.
Ron Perlman... Ron Perlman is he's a self-described New York liberal Jew.
Yuck.
And no one would really know that if you looked at his early career. He was also in Quest for Fire.
Oh, okay.
But everyone knows him from Sands of Art. Like, he was doing like foreign films. He was doing like French films for years. And people probably didn't even know he was fucking American for a long ass time.
Yeah, he doesn't look American.
Yeah, he can pass off as whatever the fuck, right?
He's like a monster.
He does look like a monster.
He's like a mutant.
Yeah, he looks like if Tom Waits fell into the like Ninja Turtle ooze.
Yeah,
because he does. Super Tom Waits.
Yeah.
So, but as soon as he did like Sons of Anarchy and everyone kind of got an idea of Ron Perlman, I'm just like, this guy's just, he's got to go.
He's got to go.
How does he die?
The ooze. He dies of the Ninja Turtle ooze, but he doesn't survive. He dies like
Super Shredder. So he ends up punching out the support beams of a boardwalk, and then it collapses on him, and that causes his death.
What a stupid way to die! That was the dumbest ending. I can't believe Shredder died that way.
But when you're a little kid,
he just had roid rage.
Yeah, you're just like, oh well, you know, Vanilla Ice is in it, so that's cool.
He's just angry. I'm just gonna punch and destroy. Like, there's no way he's that dumb. He's like a kung fu master. Yeah. Which I love this movie so much. He drinks the ooze, and like he's a giant Shredder.
Yeah, he's super Shredder. There's Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman. He's like, I drink the ooze. I'm retarded now. And then his way to beat him is just throw him on the ground. That's kind of like, you know, he has a shell on his back.
If you can punch out the beams of a dock, you could probably just crush his rib cage with your bare hands.
Yeah.
Don't run or anything. Don't use your ninja skill to escape.
But they would probably still survive, though, if you think about it.
What is Gas and Leonardo doing?
Yeah, Leonardo's the fucking worst. I know he's supposed to be the leader. Donatello is like the most hated, but Leonardo is definitely fucking awful.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how Ron Perlman dies. Back to you, Sean.
All right. This is another... This isn't a one person in particular. This is another type of person.
Okay.
So on this one, I'm going to say... number four, correct? We're on number four now?
Number four, yes.
Number four, sneakerheads.
Sneakerheads, fantastic choice.
I fucking hate sneakerheads.
Expand, like, what is it about? People just like shoes.
They're like shoes.
They're like Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City. They just love shoes. What's wrong with that?
That is their whole... That's their whole thing. That is who they are. A sneaker is their whole personality. Like, I was working a wedding the other day when I was doing catering, and this guy had a tuxedo with sneakers on, and that pissed me. And I was watching an NBA game the other day, and like there it was like post game, and there was like this guy had a suit on and he was breaking down the game and he had sneakers on. It looked so fucking bad. Mm-hmm. It made me want to put my fist through the wall.
Yeah.
Like, stop. You wear dress shoes with
so
pants.
Right off the bat, the first question is, why would you even...
Whoa, what happened? No. But sneakerheads, if that's your whole personality is a sneakerhead, like, you need to go to war. You need to fight. Like, you need to stop. Like, that's your whole thing is a sneaker. It bothers me. I hate it.
They like collecting sneakers. They're obsessed with Michael Jordan.
There's nothing more...
A basketball player that was not even playing basketball
mm-hmm.
in their lifetime.
There is... It's so feminine to be into sneakers that much. Like, I have two pairs of shoes. That's mm-hmm. it. If you have more than four pairs of shoes...
And you wear them on one foot.
Yeah. Well, you can't... You can't have... As a man, you can't have more than five pairs of shoes. That's it. Five?
Bye. Go home to mommy.
Well, you can have work. So you have work shoes. You have maybe one or two nice shoes to always wear. You have yard work shoes.
Yeah.
And
boots for stomping queers.
All right. Boots for stomping queers. Yeah. And then number six, if you call it. So six. I'll say six. Sandals. So sandals, boots for queers, two pairs of nice shoes that you can wear out, dress shoes, and work boots. Six mm-hmm. shoes. If you have more than six, then you gotta die. You're out. Okay. You're dead.
And that's a wrap for you.
Yeah, that's a wrap. I'm trying to think. How do we kill the sneakerheads? They have to go into like a. They walk into the outlet. They go into the Nike outlet. And then someone sets it on fire and locks the doors.
So the shoes are used as kindling
mm-hmm.
to burn them to death.
Yeah. And you hope that they don't die from suffocation, but from burning.
So this is This is you right here. This is what I picture you're doing.
What's happening here? What movie is this?
You're the guy from Falling Down.
Oh, Falling Down. Yeah. Yeah, I love this movie.
You're the guy who's like trying to sell Michael Douglas some boots.
Some boots and then like a grenade launcher. Faggots.
Now these jungle boots cost you half as much, last you twice as long, and they're great for stomping queer.
He's right.
That's Sean.
That's me.
That's you. That's talking about all the sneakerheads.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. As soon as you said sneakerheads, I was like, oh, dude, Sean's gonna turn into the fucking.
I might be turning into that guy.
That guy's a chef from Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
You know. That's gonna be you. You're gonna be the guy who owns Army Surplus Store and Falling Down.
All right. So. All right, your number four.
My number four. Okay, let's do it.
Number 12. We haven't done 12 yet.
Number 12. Yay! Number 12 is Stephen Colbert.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Sorry, Stephen. It's Steve Colbert.
Yeah. Say your name right.
But he changed his name.
Because he became a...
Because he has something to hide because his name.
Mm-hmm. What is he
registered?
Mean? Also, a registered pedophile.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, he like that one where he's playing that. Remember, he's dressed up as a clown and he's singing to that kid. Like that's some like weird Pizzagate shit.
Wait, he was.
You ever seen that video where he's? It's Stephen Colbert and he's singing. What's that song that? Somebody that you used to know. Somebody that I used to know. And he's singing that while he's dressed as a clown, and that kid looks terrified.
Yeah.
It's a fucking weird video. If you can find that video.
He's just a smug asshole. And also, look at his dumb ears. Look at this ear right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this one.
It looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
Look at his ears. Look at this one. Now look at this one.
Whoa, what's wrong with his ears?
They're fucking broken.
He's an alien.
Because it's like, no his, such thing as like his brain.
Yikes.
How does Stephen Colbert die? This is what's going to happen. He'll die before an episode of one of his shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send somebody out. Maybe they'll have Jon Stewart come out and be like, we were supposed to do an episode of Steve. What's his show called? The Stephen Colbert.
The Tonight Show?
Bitch what? Hour.
Yep. See this? That means not welcome.
Not welcome.
And he'll be all, like, teary-eyed. You can tell he's been crying. He'd be like, Steven, before the show, he was in the makeup trailer, and he was complaining of chest pains. Mm. And he was rushed to the local hospital here in New York, and attempts to resuscitate Steven were fruitless, so we lost Stephen Colbert, everybody.
So
the crowd, see everyone gasp.
You boys ready for your cock meat sandwich?
So that's how Stephen Colbert dies.
That's too peaceful. I think but I guess that's probably how he will die.
It'll be quiet and peaceful, and you'll have somebody kind of like elaborate on the story of how it happened. It just it'll happen suddenly. But it'll happen before a show, so the whole audience will be there.
But then they're going to love him. I don't like that death. I want him to die painfully.
Okay, I'll change it just for you, okay?
Okay.
He'll die on top of a crying child.
But the child wins. He's finally dead.
Yeah.
Flips him over, and then the kid just kind of like, it's like rides off into the sunset.
Yeah.
It's finally over.
Yeah, the nightmare is over, my child. That was my number four, Stephen Colbert.
All right, my number three is something that you would agree on also. Everyone on The View. Yeah. Every single person on The View should die. But, like, it's... There should be, like, a jihadist that walks in.
And then yells Allah Akbar, and then the whole set just explodes.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, Joy Behar gets raped to death, and then he blows himself up.
Oh, wait, he rapes her with the suicide vest on?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
It's a fucking brutal way to go.
That'll be on, whatchamacallit.
Does that bring America back together?
It might.
Do we hate the Muslims again? Oh, yeah, we're about to, because the war in Iran, that's mm-hmm. what's going to happen. They're going to convince us that the extreme jihadists are coming for our freedom.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
That means that's the most retarded I've ever heard.
All right,
mentally.
Mentally
retarded as far as I'm concerned.
You like watching people get fucked for free?
All right, number three.
Number three.
Oh, wait, you gotta, that's.
Was that your number?
That was my number three.
Okay, but, it's my number three?
Yes. The okay. Spin the wheel of death.
Spin the wheel, make the deal. Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go.
It's right here. Eight. Okay.
Number eight, which will be number three on the list. What is it? Who do we have on this one?
We have actor Walton Goggins.
Oh, someone that I enjoy.
This is
Uncle Baby Billy.
Uncle Baby Billy from Righteous Gemstones.
I like that you hate him so much.
It's terrible.
Why do you hate him so much?
Why? I can't even believe you're asking why.
And the point you made earlier made me like.
Let me show you why. Look how.
Oh my god.
Look at that face.
Look at that fucking hat.
Now I want you to look at that. I want you to take a good look, and I want you to tell me what's good about that.
Like that he's a scumbag.
He's not a scumbag. Look at his teeth.
I liked him on Vice Principals, but Vice Principals, he was fucking great.
Look what's going on. What's happening here?
What's up with his teeth?
But look at that. He chose to have these.
What is that? I can't even tell.
They're like veneers or something. Okay, this is going to be his new character on Fallout.
Okay.
More like his nose fell off. It should be called Fell Off.
Ah, hey-o.
Yeah, he's one of those guys I don't understand why people like him. I think his face is annoying. I don't think he's a good actor. I think he's never played a character I was ever convinced was a character.
Yeah.
Except with one exception and one exception only, and this was kind of earlier in his career, he was in a Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah.
And let me show you a scene from that film. One second, please.
And this is Walter Goggins. I didn't know that was his name. Walton, or is it Walter?
I think it's Walton.
Okay, Walton Goggins.
I mean, this is absolutely amazing. He was in Rob Zombie's House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
And this is a scene from that. With the great Bill Moseley.
Okay.
How terrible his hairline was. That is before he can afford to pretend he had hair.
Is that his real hairline?
Yeah, this is before he was like, this is like 2001 or something. Well, let's see, House of a Thousand Corpses, that's like 1999. So he didn't have hair then.
Oh, it gives me hope. If I get money, I can get my hair back.
Let's see what his teeth looks like back then.
Let me see those teeth. Let me see them. He has his hands up. He's not going to kill him, right? He's fine.
Yeah, he can't shoot an unarmed man. Come on.
Yeah, he's fine. Look, now he's on his knees.
Look at those sideburns. Look at those early 2000s sideburns. Bill Moseley doesn't like that.
Yeah. Oof. Uh-oh. Ooh, this is dramatic. When's it going to happen? He was going to pull the gun away, right? He's not going to kill him. Is the video over?
It
like the what's happening? Come on, shoot him. Now I want you to shoot him. Why is it taking so long?
What?
Oh, there it is. Oh, man. Did you pause it or did that really...
No, that was... And that is how...
That's how
Walton Goggins dies. Bill Moseley reprises his role as Otis Driftwood and shoots him in the head in a backyard somewhere.
I like that.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. We have a visual of how he should die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get down on your knees. Bang!
He wasn't even like praying. Well, he was got on his knees like he was like, please don't kill me.
Yeah.
He was vulnerable.
I don't want this to happen to him. I'm just saying that. This like, there's a really good chance. I don't know. I follow Bill Moseley on Instagram, and he seems like...
It's going to happen.
That guy's a little unhinged. He might... Walton Goggins has been on these like TV shows and movies.
Well, send him this video.
Bill Moseley doesn't quite have the same success as him. He might be harboring feelings of resentment. Bill Moseley might kill Walton Goggins. I'm afraid that might happen.
We will send a camera crew over there. We'll send we'll send it to him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, if you want to do this, we're not telling you to do it, but if you happen to want to do it, we have a guy that will shoot a snuff film. And that's what the patrons are going to pay for.
Yeah.
All right. And what else? Number two, are we ready to move on to our final two?
This is the top two. Yeah.
Top two. Yeah, this one's pretty self-explanatory. Not too much to it, but Kathy Griffin will be at number two. I mean, that's
Kathy Griffin.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it is a good choice. It's so obvious that like you don't have to. You don't even have to offer an explanation. Everyone's like, yeah, I think it's about time.
It's time?
It's time. Like, what does she bring? Who, does she have kids? I don't think anyone's going to miss her.
Yeah, she's, she's trying to make a comeback at 63 years old.
Like, who's a Kathy Griffin fan? Is there anyone that's like, oh, I like Kathy Griffin content? Like who's watching her stuff? I just don't understand.
Yeah, you never hear people be like, you know what my favorite show is? Anything Kathy Griffin's on. Oh, Jesus. I'd be like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
When we're in an elevator.
Don't ever say that line to me ever again.
Let's see. Is she on tour? Oh my god. I'm on her website right now. Oh no way.
She coming to the Comedy Mothership?
No way, dude.
She dead? I hope so.
Hold on, check this out. She was in Austin, Texas at the Paramount Theater last night.
Oh, man, we missed her.
She's in Dallas tonight.
Was she at Moon Tower?
Paramount Theater.
Yeah, because the Moon Tower is going on this week.
So that's...
That's why the Moon Tower Fest sucks. Like, you can if you live in Austin, do you...
Anyone can go, anyone can headline that.
Yeah. I went to a headline show there.
They asked me to headline it, and I said, fuck you.
Yeah. So, yeah, Moon Tower sucks. They'll take anybody. Yeah. Like, if you're in Austin, you're going to be able to, like, you're going to be able to see
Bill great Cosby shows. Is headlining it, just
so oh, I would go people see, are wondering. I would 100% see Bill Cosby.
We should see if Bill Cosby, he's got to be doing stand-up.
He's got to be on tour. I wonder if he's still sitting down doing his Dennis bit.
I hope so.
Oh, that'd be, but like, it's just
he's him. 86. He's only 6 years older than Robert De Niro.
How much older is he than Robert De Niro?
De Niro was what, 80?
85, right? Or I don't remember. I have a short-term memory.
He was like 82 or 80. He's probably like 4 or 5 years older.
Oh, man. He should go fully in on the rapist stuff. He's like, yeah, so what? I served my time.
That was weird. did it? Anyone want to go out and have a drink with me after the show?
That would be incredible.
Wouldn't that be should amazing? Be his line.
Woo! It should that's the tour should be called that. You want to have a drink with me after the show?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it should hell be, yeah. It should be called Happy Hour, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
That should be his name of his name.
Oh my god, I hope he goes on tour. That would rule.
Okay, there's a not secure website called BillCosby.com, and there's nothing on it. It's weird.
I think he's probably planning. He's
okay. On Reddit, they said Bill Cosby shares his creepy website for people to upload their laughter.
Okay.
You can upload your laughter?
His audio? He probably thought that was like really.
What is this about?
I want to know.
I want to know. Tell me more.
Hi, this is Bill Cosby. Really? Now, I want you to do something.
Take your clothes off.
You go to my website up here. Wow. Right up here. It tells you how and what buttons to press to get to the laugh.
Oh my God. Oh,
now, here's what you do. You get a room full of people.
He looks like a Bill Cosby mask.
The instructions will tell you what to do. You press a button in only 12 seconds. You only use it. Anything you want to do.
He does that into an unconscious woman's face while he's coming.
That's the last thing she sees before the lights go out.
Going to sleep like, oh, goody night. Good night. We'll see you in the morning. Sleep tight. Oh, no.
Oh, what more? How much is left on there?
Make any difference. 12 seconds. That's it. You can get a room full of 8,000 people.
And or just
all
me.
All high on roofies.
Oh, you know, like, right. So just have a ball.
My balls.
And don't try to be funny, not laughing.
Holy shit.
Reject you. And that'll be funny on you. This is Bill Cosby saying, I approve this message.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
Was that not the creepiest fucking thing you've ever seen?
I'm going to upload my laugh.
We should do that. We should upload our laughs. We're like, you fucking rapist. Yeah. That's probably the joke. He's probably trolling. He's just like the amount of people who just send upload files of them being like, you fucking rapist. He probably just listens to it and goes, ho, ho, like, while getting driven around. He's like, I love it. Let's see. Bill Cosby. We'll go to BillCosby.com. How do we do that, though?
That's incredible. This is my favorite thing ever. You never know what you're going to find.
This is what the website looks like when you go there.
Oh, yeah. What does that sign mean?
I don't know.
It's the last thing you see before your butthole hurts the next day.
Oh, I don't know. Nothing's happening. What a weird website. Okay. I don't know what that is.
Okay. All right.
I like how Bill Cosby's not on either one of our lists.
We love Bill Cosby.
That proves we're not racist.
Yeah, we love Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby here.
We're a bunch of assholes, and we don't care if anyone likes us, and we hate everyone who likes us, and everyone's gay, and we hate you.
Who do you have as your number two?
Number two, let's find out. Let's see. Here we go. Number two.
What do you have left over here?
I should have been removing these as I went.
Number five.
Okay. Number five is a young up-and-coming actor named Justice Smith.
See, this is when I saw this. I had no idea who that was.
Yeah, he's a new guy. He's around. Mm-hmm. But let me show you a picture of him, and maybe you'll recognize him. Let's see. Here's a nice picture of him right here. Justice Smith never hid his authenticity, and it shines through in all his roles. Ugh! Shut up.
I want to know.
He looks like that.
What the hell?
He's in the.
He has those panda eyes.
This is what he wore for Men's Health magazine.
It's not a man.
Let's see.
A woman.
Oh no. Let's see. What was the name?
He was on X-Men, so he used to be a man.
That's pretty good.
Well, I'm here all night, guys.
He was in the American Society of Magical Negroes.
Oh, was he the one that they canceled? Did you ever watch it?
No. It's David Allen Greer. It got pulled out of theaters, so I haven't really gotten a chance to.
What if it's good? Like we shit all over it, but it might. What if it's good? What if it is the next Black Harry Potter? It's just Black Harry Potter.
I mean,
all their magic
got pulled out of theaters, and it's
for being racist.
It has horrible reviews.
It's so hilarious. Like, all their magic is just scaring white people.
Yeah, I'm gonna let's go to the American Society of Magical Negroes focus features.
It's so great.
YouTube page, and let's just see what
the trailer is incredible. It's so good.
Let's see what is. Let's see. Let's look at the comment section for this. First comment, I love the part where Hagrid appears and says, "You're a Negro, Harry."
That's a great comment.
So that's a top comment right there.
Hell
right
yeah!
There.
How many upvotes did that get?
13,000. Look, that's 13,000 upvotes.
Show the trailer, because I know we've showed it before. We got to go through it one more time.
Okay, we'll go through
We're doing the world's longest fucking podcast. This is definitely getting split into two.
Hold on a second. I'm going to cut it to you real quick. So I'm actually going to go to Google, because I set up my Google to... The only way you can see downvotes on YouTube is if you're on Google and you have to kind of like set your computer up to show it.
Oh, I didn't know you could see the downvotes.
Yeah. Let me see.
Remember they got rid of that after, like, during the pandemic, when I think it was when Fauci was like, they're putting out videos with Fauci and he was getting so many negative or thumbs down.
I know you can feel their discomfort. Oh, switch over, Aaron. Watching you walk through a room full of white people.
There he is.
He's like, I'm so awkward.
It's white people. I'm scared. I hate to a job
interview. That's what I can't stand. I can't stand though. Like, I'm shy, awkward. Welcome. This guy makes Michael Cera look like Charles Bronson.
Magical Negroes.
Wow.
I don't really understand.
It's easier said.
And I like David Allen.
Me too.
Dangerous animal on the
planet. Hated it.
Sure.
White people, when they feel uncomfortable. White people feeling uncomfortable.
Look at this part. Precedes a lot. Look at them. They're staring at a cop. That's why wearing a trench coat.
Yeah.
The cop's like, why are you fucking staring at me? The happier they are. Like a psychopath.
The safer we are.
The name needs a little updating. Maybe like magical black people, or I guess that doesn't have the same ring.
Go.
You ready?
Yeah, he's so funny.
Your first so awkward. Is Jason Munt. His morale is far too low.
Hey.
Darn it. I was hoping there was a station right next to him.
Apple computers, everybody. Okay, so I can't finish watching the rest of
the trailers is awful.
Yeah, so if...
But that's what it's geared for. It's supposed to divide people.
It makes me feel bad for black people.
Yeah, because no one thinks that way. I mean, they do.
Because I think black people see that and they're like, what are you doing? Like, don't make shit like that. It's fucking annoying.
They're like, can we have like a superhero without us like shitting on white people, on like a whole race?
They're like,
of people?
When the fuck is that fucking Blade movie coming out? Oh, hurry.
Yeah, like Blade never had like race stuff like that. You're just like, Blade's fucking awesome.
It's just a coincidence he was black.
Yeah. And it's like the same thing with women. Like you, like they're like, there's never been a woman here. Like, have you seen Alien?
Here you go. The trailer has 3,300 thumbs up.
Okay, 3,300 upvotes.
48,000 thumbs down.
Yeah. See, I told you, made people hate black people. That's what happened.
Is that why they're just like, get this black Negro movie?
Yep.
Out of my theater, out of my neighborhood. Maybe Universal is Focus Features. Maybe they're racist company after all. Who knows? But basically, I don't like this actor. I think he's like he's a horrible archetype.
Yeah,
for a movie, like I don't feel like any movie is it's not helped with him in it.
Yeah.
Because he's this one note, like, awkward, like, excuse me, I'm very awkward. And it's just like, no one wants to watch a 2-hour film where the lead character is some, like, weird beta guy.
Maybe there should just be, like, Denzel Washington should be the only, like, superhero black guy now. He's the only one that can nail it. They always get these like real awkward, like you're saying, like they got to find like strong characters like Denzel. Mm-hmm. Or like the guy from Spawn, like the guy that played Al Simmons. He was pretty cool.
Michael Jai White?
Yeah, he was cool.
Michael Jai White is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like him a lot.
Yeah, like so, that's what all the superheroes should be like.
This is a new
Black superheroes.
New movie coming out. This is the trailer. It's coming out this year. Justice Smith. We're going to lose Justice Smith. So keep
Sorry, you got to die.
Sorry. Did I mention that you have to die?
How is he dying?
I'm going to figure it out. This is a trailer for his new movie called I Saw the Glow.
I know this might sound crazy. I don't want to alarm you.
But I'm a lesbian. Remember
a TV show we used to watch together? It was called...
The Big of Eight?
Yeah. Do you watch?
Is that the guy who played The Flash?
Oh, I thought that was a girl from The Ring.
A24, by the way, is Ben slipping. Everyone likes to suck A24's dick, but they're on the decline right now.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a movie studio.
It's way too scary for most kids. We're going to defeat him this time.
Yeah, that chick looks like the guy who played The Flash.
Why are the colors look like that?
The pink opaque.
Because it's cinematic. It's supposed to look trippy and weird.
It was a TV show.
It's like, I'm 34 and I'm playing a 17-year-old boy.
Are you sure that's all it was? I like girls, you know that, right?
Totally, that's fine.
Oh, there's a lesbian!
You like girls?
I think that I like...
He's like, I'm kind of a lesbian, too.
Is it?
It's our destiny.
How can I have a destiny?
Something's wrong. This isn't how life is supposed to feel. Tell me you know it's true.
Maddie.
I kind of want to watch this.
Suburbs.
it looks so weird that I almost want to watch it.
You're always somewhere else.
The director, Jane Schoenenbrunn, did this terrible movie called We're All Going to the World's Fair. I reviewed it last year. It's fucking awful.
I want to watch a bad movie.
I'd rather have my dick burned with a steam iron than watch We're All Going to the World's
Fair.
What
about a drill? Like the guy that put the drill in his balls.
I'd rather do that than...
TV set burning in the backyard.
I could definitely see this movie's like an actual movie.
Yeah.
I told myself I made the right choice.
But it just looks like everything
else. Wait, switch
else.
Back. I want to see it.
Oh, sorry.
What if I really was someone else? Very far
Is that where he becomes trans?
Smashing someone's head in a TV?
I saw the TV glow. Okay. So is this like an American version of The Ring?
I don't know, maybe.
Dude, The Ring freaked me out when I first watched it. I loved the first Ring.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that, but I like that movie.
I don't know. I don't mind The Ring. It's just like weird, haunted... girls in nightgowns don't scare me.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't like Conjuring movies or like pretty much any haunted house movie. I'm just like, I'm not scared of little girls now. I'm not scared of haunted little girls. I'm just like, that's not scary to me. Yeah, unless you do it with a lot of, you have to be like a really amazing director, whoever directed The Changeling or something. Like you have to be like kind of fucking next level for me to even give a shit.
All right, we're on number one. All right, so this is my number one. It's very controversial. Mm-hmm. And stick with me because it's pretty controversial. But I think this is my number one. Should be panda bears. I think we got to get rid of all the... Because panda bears are fake. They're not real. You know about this?
This is the first time hearing of this.
Yes, panda bears do not, like, they, before the 1920s, they do not exist. Did you know that? They were made up. You know the conspiracy theory about panda bears?
No.
Yes. Panda bears, you only see them in the zoo. They cannot exist in the wild because they're too fucking stupid. They shit 40 times a day, they sleep 10 hours a day, and then they eat all fucking day. They live in China, where it's too cold for them. So I think they were genetically, like, they're kind of like pugs. They do not exist. Panda bears.
You take that back immediately.
Yeah, that's in a zoo.
Have
Those
you
are
seen
fake.
This?
Yeah, those are fake. They're fucking dumb animals. The dumbest animals. Oh my god. They're useless. Like, what do panda bears do?
Well, they're panda bears.
What do you do?
According to Owen Benjamin, he says that panda bears have like human DNA in them. They're just like they're just like retards.
So if your IQ gets long enough, you just become a panda bear?
Well, you mix a retarded kid,
yeah,
with a probably like a black bear. Mm-hmm. It has to be a white retarded kid just so you can have a panda bear.
Right.
A white and black panda bear.
Sure.
See, a black bear, retarded white kid. Mm-hmm. That's a panda bear.
And then, I don't know what the f*** that means.
This is
the most retarded I've ever heard. Mentally.
This is how they got rid of retards, was mentally all the abortion retarded, stuff.
As far as I'm concerned.
You like watching people get f***ed?
So they retarded people.
Yes.
Are panda bears.
Well, no, they're a combination of they were created in a lab. Mm-hmm. So there's no such thing as an actual real, like, there's no such thing as a real panda bear. There's a conspiracy that they do not exist.
This is Bill Cosby. Okay. Says, I approve this message.
That gotta be, that they, we have to put that on there. I'm gonna find you a video.
Okay.
About the panda bears. Because.
Now, what would be the reason to falsify the existence of panda bears?
It is a money laundering scheme because in China they give panda bears away, right?
But they do?
I don't know. I just made that up.
There's a panda bear in every pot. This is the first time hearing of this.
Well, let me see if I can.
They seem rare. They seem actually endangered.
Yeah, because they can't. They can only have. I think they can only have like one. They can only give birth one time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can pull this up before we move on.
I mean, in China, that seems like the ideal animal.
Yeah, you the know, one. Just, one panda bear.
One. You can have one boy panda, and that's it.
Let me see. Is it in here? And I want you to watch this video that I'm about to pull up as soon as I get to it.
Yeah,
it's in the.
In this video explains that pandas are
it's a
money laundering scheme.
It's a retarded Chinese guy explaining.
So they take like retarded people and cover like tar and feather them with.
I can't even find it anymore. What the fuck?
Dark and white hair.
Yeah.
Make them into a bear.
You see,
panda. And feed them bamboo.
I want to find this whole thing about the. This guy was talking about the panda bear being fake. Oh, man, I can't find it. God damn it. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
At least I didn't lead off with... Or at least I didn't make Italians being killed off as number one. Because that would be a little... See,
hey, what's my number one?
All right, let's go with you.
My number one pick. Let's see. It might be a repeat, but maybe not. Number one. Okay, I already did number one. Remove. Do it again. Do it again! Number nine. Okay. Oh, my God.
All right, what we got?
My number nine, celebrities who may die this year. Fat Mike from the band NoFX.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if you're familiar, kind listener, but there was a band called NoFX that came into prominence in the 1990s when all these skate punk bands were coming around, and this is what Fat Mike looks like. He looks like this guy.
Ew.
He's one of those guys who, like, pretends he's into bondage because he thinks that sounds edgy, but he's probably not. That's the vibe I'm getting off of him. Ooh, what's this? Hayley Williams calls out sexual comments from NoFX's Fat Mike. Uh-oh. What did you do? This is for Variety Magazine. Hayley Williams, whoever that is, calls out NoFX singer Fat Mike for alleged onstage sexual comments. I don't think... Oh, my God. I guess this is a quote from her. I do not think that that's punk. I don't think that that's the essence of punk, Williams said of frontman's comments. What did he say? He's like, all women are stupid and I don't respect them.
I mean, that he'd be right. Maybe he should live.
Might be the best band ever, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did he say, though?
We don't know.
I was really surprised that I had so much anger. Well, okay, but what did he say?
Yes, that's the problem with these. They always put that at the bottom, and they're just like, actually, he was right in what he was saying. He was saying she was a cunt.
I feel strongly that without young women, people of color, and also the queer community, I just think we would still be where we were then. She's saying without gay, queer people of color, we wouldn't have punk music. Read a book, lady.
I mean, I'm sure you can. If you don't, you can have music without it being like hyper sexualized. It could just be people that just want to play music. I think what she's trying to say is like maybe there's like a lot of gay people that were in the punk scene. I guess so. But what did he say that like made her say something like that?
I don't know. Do you even see it?
See it at all.
It's like he said nothing.
That's why all these articles, they're just badly written.
Oh, he said, okay. Okay, Fat Mike used to tell people I gave rim jobs on stage when I was 19 years old. Well, at least you were of age.
Yeah.
What are you bitching about?
Also, that's very nice of him. Because most people don't want to do rim jobs, especially on stage.
Yes, and he said he did very nice, like, rim jobs, like you were good at it. Like, he gave you a compliment.
How is that gay?
I don't know.
That's not gay.
That's why I gave up on punk music. Punk music is for teenagers who don't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's very catchy music. It's like listening to rap music. It's very catchy.
Yeah.
It's fun to listen to if you're not... If you just don't listen to the lyrics and don't ever try to know anything about the people who are writing the lyrics ever, you will enjoy rap music and you will enjoy punk music. Because the older you get, the more stupid those genres of music are.
Yeah, the older I get, the less I want to listen to music. Like, I hate everything now. It sucks. When you get older, you just hate everything.
Also, like, you kind of know what you already like. Like, you don't have time for... It's like, I don't have time for new music.
No, I don't.
I'm not going to listen to that band. I don't give a shit what it is. I'm like, I already know what my favorite bands are, okay?
This is what I listen to. Switch over to my camera. Hold on. Oops. Where is it? Oh, I'm not even plugged in. Fuck it. Well, good thing we didn't find the video because I had Owen Benjamin. Mm-hmm. Owen Benjamin, can you turn me up where the phone is at?
Okay.
All right, I think I can play this now.
You just have to not.
All right.
Because this is why it's
switch over to number four.
Pandas. Because the joke is right in your face. You just have to not be totally retarded to see it. So this is the official thing for World Life Federation. Okay, so there's the panda. So look at what it says here. It says, pandas have excellent camouflage for their habitat, and that's the picture. Why is that a stupid joke, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're not colored at all like their habitat. That's a white and black animal with high contrast hiding behind green grass. That's retarded.
That's called
pandas.
Yeah. But yeah, I turned it off. But
this is a song.
This is what I saw last night.
The song's called "Women, Nature's Punching Bag." This is what I listen to. So anyone who's trying to like get me to listen to new music. This is the reason why I don't listen to any new music.
Nature's punching bag.
Because I listen to shit like this. You know how difficult it is for me to explain this to me? I don't even try because I'm like, you won't understand. It's like my top three bands. It's like the Beach Boys, Rocky Erickson, and Anal Cunt.
Hell yeah.
Sincerely. And it's like, I don't like anything else. You can't convince me to try to like anything else. Everything else is like second, third, fifth, tenth tier background noise garbage.
Yeah.
That's what people want you to listen to. They're like, oh, check out this band. It's just background noise. Always. It's never anything that's engaging. You have to engage with this. You can't. There's no getting around it. It's impactful.
Guys, it's a fun episode.
What was my number one?
Your number one was the NoFX guy.
Oh yeah, Fat Mike. How does Fat Mike die? He gets AIDS from a rabbi.
There you go.
Because he's famously Jewish.
And then all the pandas, we just throw them in a pit and set them on fire.
Yeah.
We basically hate everyone. And we're a bunch of assholes. Shut up. We don't want it. We don't care if anyone likes it.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
You like watching people get fucked for free?
And that is our outro music.
So that is our top 10 celebrities who are going to die in the year 2024. I hope you all enjoyed that. All
right. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.